Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and joining me now is Friday morning host of Soundings on KRNN, Johnny Negotiable. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. We're hanging in there.
Good, good. All right. Let me get my levels right here. Johnny, tell us a little bit about yourself and your radio show.
Oh, well, the show is, it's Soundings for the Friday morning, but I've nicknamed it Episodes in the History of Noise because, you know, I'm just, the only theme we ever have is songs I like, and they come from all over. I've done songs from Shakespeare's plays. I've done a Bach song. I actually sung a Bach song once. And then, of course, most of it's contemporary. You know, I'm a guitar, drums, and bass guy. You know, that's what I love.
Yeah.
But, I try to go all over the bases, you know, folk, blues, jazz, punk.
That's right. Like you mentioned, you mostly play a mix of music. A lot of it is alternative indie rock, like this song here. Let's listen to a little Sleater-Kinney.
Oh, yeah.
I love that track. That is a band that, you know, they've been around for a while. I saw them in college, so.
Did you? That's great. Well, it's a pretty recent song, though. I think it's from last year, isn't it?
Yeah. In the last couple of years, off their album No Cities to Love.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah, my tastes tend towards loud.
Tell me a little bit about your process for putting together a playlist. What do you base your selections on, apart from loud?
I look around I think about songs I like, you know, one of the great things about this show has been, it's given me the chance to explore music in a way that I haven't since I was a teenager. You know, I've been going back, I've discovered really early, Louis Armstrong stuff with the Hot Five, and I've just been all over the place. So it's given me a chance to explore music, you know, with an audience. And you know, I assume that, you know, it's stuff that I like, and most of it I think other people like too. You know, so it's really an exploration for all of us.
You always have a lot of fun facts about the music too, which I like.
Yeah, I'd like to find out something about the music, you know, about, the artist and, where it came from, when it came from. So that's fun too, yeah. And well, I'm a ham, Shelley. So I like being on the air and blathering in front of an audience.
Well, right.
Really, that's it. That's it. You know, it's a great thing about the show. I get to go on the air and just talk about great music and play songs I like for people.
It is a lot of
fun. Than that?
Nothing. It's a ton of fun. Yep. I know the feeling. And right now, of course, our station is closed to everyone except for those working on this show, Juno Afternoon, and our news team. But you have actually figured out a way to produce your show at home, and the first episode of History of Noise aired last Friday. And the plan is to keep it going, yes?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I took a little bit of a break because I was doing some other things and I couldn't get into the station. And then when I could come back, the station wisely decided to suspend live broadcasts. So I figured, well, how can I do this? And that's when I approached you with the possibility of my recording the show. And I was so pleased that it worked out well. And get this, Friday was the first time I've ever been able to listen to myself do the show. I was mortified, but it didn't sound bad.
No, it sounded great. And you made it really easy for us. And not only are you producing your show from home, but you're also working with some of our other live hosts to help them do the same. So I know we're kind of at the beginning of that process and people are still figuring it out, but who do you think we might hear from in the near future?
Oh, gee, I know. I don't know. I hope we hear from everybody, you know, Ricky D and Rhonda and you know, the Hype and everybody, you know, and Shelley, a lot of this, you know, you have to bear responsibility for encouraging us to do this. You know, once I suggested it, you got on the email and just told everybody, let's do this. We can do this. You know, it's not easy. It's kind of hard, actually. It's, you know, it's easier to do a live show than it is to record a show. But it's worthwhile, and it's fun. And you know, the surprising thing?
What?
It's a lot easier for me to do a live show. If you turn on the mic and I just go like there's no tomorrow. But when I'm recording the show, I start to hear all my mistakes and I say, oh, I got to do that over again. And so I do five takes of an introduction, you know, and it's easier to just go in and just do it cold. And I don't know what it is. You're inspired, you know.
It's more, it's definitely more of a thoughtful process. It takes me probably about 4 or 5 hours to pre-produce a 2-hour show. So it's quite a bit of time and effort.
I mean, all week when I was doing the live show, you know, Thursday night, I'd be, you know, at the computer, you know, figuring out a playlist, you know, trying to figure out my opening gambit. You know, you have to have an opening gambit, you know, something to grab people and, you know, make them want to listen.
Well, in the meantime, while we're waiting on folks to kind of while we're getting all that process together, many of our hosts are still posting their playlists to the KRNN Facebook page. That's facebook.com/KRNN radio, mostly using Spotify. Some people have links to websites. And we're also in the process of getting the online schedule at KRNN up to date. So that's another place you can look when you might want to hear your favorite show and see when your favorite host might have something.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And also next week, we're going to be rebroadcasting Folk Fest from last year.
Right. That's fun. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll definitely give all our listeners a little bit more detail about that. In the meantime, you can tune in to hear Johnny Negotiable on Soundings Fridays at 10 a.m. on KRN in Juneau, 102.7 FM. You get the last word, Johnny. What do you want our listeners to know?
Oh, what do I want you to know? I have missed this radio show. I love doing it. And there's nothing like being back on the air. It's just great. It's fun. It's, and I hope, you know, it being back on the air, you know, will help people get through this virus thing.
Well, thanks for doing your part, man.
Hey, my pleasure, Shelley, and good luck.
All right, here's another one of your selections, some Red Mama Blues.
Oh, this is Red Hot Red Mama Blues by Beverly Watkins. She is so good. She just died last year.
Well, may she rest in peace. She gave us some great music to leave. She left quite a legacy. Well, thanks so much for talking with me today, Johnny Negotiable.
Bye-bye, Shelley.
Bye-bye.